Red Marley Hill climb in the year 2000. In about a couple of years before that, 98, a chap approached me in the farm shop and said, "I'm from the Matchless and ASA Motorcycle Club in Cannock, and we used to have a hill climb somewhere near here." And I said, "Oh yes, no, that used to go up here behind the farm shop, straight up the hill." And after we'd had a little chat about it, he said, "Well, what would you think if I got my mates together and we try to install it again?" It had shut in 1970, apparently, when British bikes had been superseded by Japanese bikes, and the whole thing sort of died a death and it disappeared. And anyway, and I said, "Well, I'll have a word with Mrs. Hildick Smith, who was a widow by then, and her family, and see whether they were interested in having the hill opened up again." But it had been totally overgrown. And so, after a few meetings and a few discussions, Mrs. Hildick Smith and I both said, "Well, yes, if you're happy to clear the place, clear the track, and open up the pimple, as it was used to be called, the steep part of the hill climb, we'd be more than happy to accommodate the whole thing." And so we rather left them to it, and both Richard and Tony Quarterman, along with Tom Cook and a few other locals, spent two, well, certainly one summer and one winter clearing the whole of the track. And that was quite an eye-opening operation as well. It took a lot of sawing, a lot of machinery, and to see a digger to go right up to the top of the hill was quite impressive. But anyway, come March 2000, we were all ready to go, and everybody had been organised, the cyclists had been booked. But unfortunately, my mother was very seriously ill and sadly died about a week or 10 days before the hill climb was due to happen. So we had all sorts of problems, but luckily, the people from the hill climb were extremely kind and generous with their time and their sympathy, and they managed to organise it around us without bothering us, if you like, in inverted commas. So we actually buried my mother on the Thursday before Easter Monday, which is when the hill climb was going to be. On Easter Sunday, it rained, and we thought, "Oh, this is going to be a disaster. It's going to be far too wet." We'd have booked all the food and the tents and everything else, and we'd all ordered God knows how many thousand baps to sell at the farm shop at the bottom. And we didn't know how many people we were expecting. We'd invited the chap who'd originally started the hill climb in 1927, a chap called Lenville Onsler, who was still alive. He was over 100, and he was going to start the races off. So, as a special guest, he turned up on the day on Easter Monday, which was a real privilege to meet him. He was still working. He might only be filing, but he was still working actively in his workshop, Sparkbrook. Everybody turned up, everything was ready to go, and people began to filter in slowly, and we sort of thought 3,000 or 4,000. We'd assigned two fields in Great Whitley Village to accommodate the car park and everything. Luckily, it had dried up a bit in the morning and it was doable, but it was still quite wet, which was in the end quite good for the racing point of view. But it did cause a bit of trouble with the cars because they managed to get stuck in the fields, and tractors had to be fetched from all over the village to try and pull people out of the car parks. The 4,000 or so people soon turned into 5, 6, 7, and I think in the end of the day, I think people counted 8,000 tickets were sold, and of course, all the children under 16s were free, so there was probably 8,000 plus a few more. We literally ran out of car parking space within the village, and Tony Quarterman and Tom Cook and Richie and others were just trying to find a field that they could open a gate to, and so that people could find somewhere to park. And we were, as I say, selling baps from the farm shop, and the queue was 30, 40, 50 deep. It was a huge queue, and Julia plus family who had come over for the day as well were busy buttering baps left, right, and centre. Sadly, Julia's mother on the day of the hill climb itself was taken ill as well, and the ambulance had to be called. It was quite an interesting couple of weeks, that was really. And she was taken away in hospital, but luckily she was all right. But that was another little extra that we hadn't bargained for. But it was a great success. All the riders said it was fantastic to have the old hill back again. The Pimple did its usual trick of throwing a few people off their bike, and everybody was cheering. Mud was splattered everywhere. Pictures were taken. And it was a financial success as well as an event success. It didn't happen again on our hill, on the original hill, but luckily Jeff Goodman took over the reins of organising it, and it's now moved over to Wallsgrove Hill. But yeah, that was a happy day, a very busy week. The whole experience was really good. The people from the motorcycle club were really kind, generous, and they've set up a system within Great Whitley so that all the profits they make from the hill climb is shared with the landowner and groups within the village for the benefit of the village. And I'm really glad that we got that sorted right from the beginning.